Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Last night was NXT. But that was pretty good till the end. We'll get into that later. Tonight is a new episode of Dynamite, and that's really all of the upcoming show news. We got a big weekend coming up in about 2 weeks, but we got a little time until then. We do have a lot of news today, including Tommy Dreamer is gone from TNA. And we'll tell you what's going on and what we know about it and what this means and plenty more. Also, a new update on Ludwig Kaiser's legal case as the defense prepares for July's pretrial conference. They got stuff they want. Callum Newman update after he injured his shoulder in the G1. We got a couple of ratings notes. And then, yes, the world-famous NXT TV report. I also, hopefully we have a very special guest on the show here today, but I haven't heard back from the guest yet, and it's possible the guest is sleeping, so I don't want to plug it in case it doesn't happen. But I'm hoping in the final segment of the show, we'll have a very special guest coming up here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com is the email. FWOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So we'll be back in a moment with Filthy Tom. Hopefully he's here as well. His chair's just sitting there empty. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, golly, look at that. It did just go up. Relentless Wrestling at Relentless PNW. Year 5 special guest announcement. Saturday inaugural Relentless Heavyweight Champion Tom Lawler and longtime friend Brian Alvarez are bringing the Chop and Roll Express to Spokane. Man, look at that. Look at us. I believe it says in attendance. Is that what that says?
Yes, in attendance. Doesn't get any better than that.
In attendance. We will be in attendance, everybody. This coming Saturday, players and spectators, doors at 6, bell time 7 o'clock.
I forgot how good that bar food is.
Holy is it a bar?
Crap, the chicken... It's a giant sports complex.
Really?
But they have a bar, yeah.
Man.
The beer's good, too. They got that Kraken from up there in Seattle, one of the breweries. That's a great IPA that they make. But, damn, those chicken wings, players and spectators. Something to be desired.
I can't wait to get chopping.
The picture of you looks like it was taken a long time ago.
Fill me in. I mean, what are you talking about?
You know what today is, Brian?
It was taken, like, this year.
You know what today is?
What's today?
Today is the 5-year anniversary of my last mixed martial arts fight.
Is it really?
June 17th, 2021, PFL 5 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where I defeated Jordan Young by unanimous decision.
It's always good to leave on top.
Very few of us do.
Tell me about it. All right, and I am here. Thank you, everybody in the chat that's concerned for my health this morning. I am here. Everything's all right. You know, the day is gone. Yesterday is history. Yesterday is history.
What was wrong with your health yesterday?
Oh, get out of here.
I don't know. I didn't listen to the show yet.
I almost drove off a bridge. I mean, other than that, in the middle of the show, yeah. I drove to Granny's during the show last night. I was so infuriated. And I made it back and continued the show. Because you know what? Unlike John Cena, I don't give up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Still.
Check it out, everybody. Brian and Vinny's show last night. I don't think I've ever lost my mind like that on a show ever. And that includes TNA reviews. And speaking of TNA, Tommy Dreamer is gone from TNA Wrestling. Dreamer revealed on Busted Open today He and Carlos Silva had recently come to an agreement to mutually part ways. Fightful Select reporting Road Dogg has been discussed as Dreamer's possible replacement. And as was noted on our front page, Road Dogg had been he'd been talked to for weeks by TNA. And the idea, I mean, everyone in TNA thought, oh, we're going to bring in Road Dogg to work with Tommy Dreamer. And now Tommy's gone. So Dreamer said yesterday, I had a great conversation with Carlos Silva. Me and TNA no longer in a relationship. We've mutually agreed to part ways. I've given so much of my life to that company. I don't have any ill will or malice. I want it to survive. I want it to be the best it can be. I love this business. It's hard because I'm not going to be able to see the people that I helped. I had a lot of people help me follow my dreams. And I love that part about the business of what I did. It was a 24-hour job. I think I had it for close to 10 years off and on. I've been in and out of there. Loved going to work. I did. But everything comes to an end. I'm not crying because I'm mad or I'm emotional, he said. I know I'll be okay. I hope TNA will be okay. So he was in tears at his departure from TNA. So now Road Dogg is going to apparently be replacing him as the head of creative. So I guess we'll talk to Lance about this tomorrow. Not sure what he knows, but we'll talk to him about it tomorrow because I think he's on the show Thursday. So I guess we'll find out what Road Dogg can do. He certainly had a reputation when he was in WWE. But, you know, some people have said it was well-deserved. Other people have said, nah, this wasn't just fair. You know, he was kind of blamed for when SmackDown was really bad. But how much of that was his fault? I don't know.
How much of it was dealing with a roster that was built for a two-hour show that they then had to do an extra hour for? How often were some of his ideas perhaps cut off at the legs? We don't know.
Well, actually, apparently on that what's that Unreal, WWE Unreal? I guess they've got lots of footage over the past however long of you know, he come up with an idea and they just shoot him down. Come up with an idea, get shot down. Come up with an idea, get shot down. Come up with an idea, get shot down.
Well, maybe he's the one that came up with that idea for the NWO with Rusev, Nakamura, Sheamus, and who was the fourth guy?
I don't remember. So anyway.
L.A. Knight.
We also got an update on old Ludwig Kaiser.
Who, Brian, do you remember? Sorry, before we move on, because I was wondering. Who have been, like, the bookers for TNA in its existence?
Oh, I
Jeff
mean,
Jarrett.
There's Jarrett. Jerry. There's Russo. There's
Bischoff.
Tommy. Delirious.
Yeah, who was before them?
I'm not sure.
Scott D'Amore, obviously.
Scott D'Amore, yeah. You guys trying to troll me here with Dutch Mantel? This guy goes, Russo was the best booker. No, he was not. Jim Cornette. There were a lot of them. Hey, listen. Hey, guys, here's the thing. I watched Juggalo Championship Wrestling with Vince Russo as the head booker. And, like, it was fine. I had no problem with it whatsoever. Because I am a fair person. If Russo books a show and it's fine, I'll tell you it's fine. But let me tell you what wasn't fine. When he booked TNA, okay? If you want to say somebody else, whatever, that's all fine and good. But I lived through all that. It almost killed me twice. So no, don't sit here and tell me that Russo was the best booker that TNA ever had. Because he wasn't.
Who booked that angle where, like, Eddie Kingston ran over a kid? Do you remember that?
I'm trying to remember who was in charge at that point. Might have been Dreamer. I think it was Dreamer when, like, people were dying left and right. I think that was Tommy. I think Russo was in charge when we had the barbed wire Christmas tree. That one almost killed Vinny. Because I think that was also on his birthday. 10-10-10. We had to watch that show and review it, if I recall correctly. So anyway, Ludwig Kaiser's legal case. On June 16th, which would be yesterday, defense filed a motion to gain access to the surveillance video from the alleged battery incident. The defense contacted the apartment complex where the incident took place. We're told the video could not be released without a subpoena. The motion, unopposed by the state, is asking the court to authorize the issuance of a subpoena for the footage. So, of course, there was the incident, and there's security footage of whatever happened. You know, there's two sides of the story, obviously. And Ludwig Kaiser's side, they're like, let's have the video. Let's see if what this guy says is true. So we'll see if the video gets released. Police identified Kaiser as the suspect after viewing the surveillance footage. And allegedly, in the victim's version of events, Kaiser and his girlfriend were in the elevator and began, I forget the term that they used, but it was like
aggressively
making out or something like that. And this guy told them to please have some manners. And then Kaiser allegedly attacked the man and left a large scratch and redness on the head. The Kaiser side claims that the guy did not politely say, please have some manners. He said some other things.
That he was going to call ICE on his girlfriend.
Yeah. Now, the problem is with surveillance video, I don't think we can actually hear what anybody said. I think it's just the video. And so, you know, who said what to lead to what? We're not going to probably know. But we will know, I mean, how violent was this altercation? You know, did Kaiser just attack the man? I mean, we'll know more, presumably, when the...
Did he load his mask first?
He wasn't wearing a mask, from what I've been told. So, Callum Newman also, regarding his shoulder injury, he tweeted on Monday night that his shoulder is effed. But then this morning, he said he will be in the G1 one way or the other. I will do the G1 with one arm if I have to. Now, of course, you know, him saying he's still in the G1 tells me that probably they figured that he's going to be good by the G1, because if he has one arm, they ain't letting him in the G1. I mean, there's just not. So hopefully that's good news that he is vowing to still be in the G1. And hey, he's 23, you know. These youngsters heal faster than old guys like me and Tom.
Hey.
But we're going to be in Spokane, and we'll be back after the break. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I still haven't heard back from our guest. Usually not a good sign, but you never know. Things happen. So let's start with NXT, and then we'll figure out what to do in that final segment if we have a no-show today. Let's do it, Tom!
I have a barely safe for radio story that I will tell if the guest doesn't show up.
Really?
Yes, just remember this. NXT on the CW from the Performance Center in Orlando.
Okay.
O-R-L-A-N-D-O, Florida, where I used to live. Anyways, I have somehow missed the last 2 weeks of NXT, maybe 3 weeks, Brian, because of whatever scheduling conflicts. So if I miss something, you may have to fill me in on the elements. Although they did give a video package to open the show that showed Naruto defeating Mason Rook after Cam Hendricks' distraction.
Mason Rook.
Kendall Gray pinning Kalani Jordan after the Shades of Gray. Both of them are the number one contenders, and they get title shots at the upcoming Great America Bash PLE, which will be on the C-Dub. They also showed Zarya defeating Tatum Paxley to win the Women's North American title. This segued into Zarya doing an in-ring promo. She threatened everyone. Out came Kalani Jordan. Kalani still wants a shot at the Women's title, but she was there to give Zarya some advice. This brought out Kendall Gray. Then it was Ola Lola as the women's champion Lola Vice came out. There's a ton of arguing. Robert Stone appeared. Lola cut him off and said, "Let's guess, you're going to make a tag match." And he agreed. It was set. We then had Jackson Drake take on Tavion Heights with the winner facing Miles Bourne for the NXT North American title at Great American Bash. Heights ran through Ragdoll Drake early on. A distraction from the Vanity Project led to a knee strike from Drake, followed by he threw the Heights into the ring steps and got the advantage. Heights made his comeback after a commercial break, suplexed Drake from the inside of the ring onto the Vanity Project on the floor. Then the Vanity Project actually got inside of the ring, but Miles Bourne, the former partner of Tavion Heights, ran down, dragged them out, drop them with clotheslines.
He yanked them both out of the ring at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
one hand with each guy. It's like, that's not right. Come on.
Then Drake missed a punch or clothesline in the ring, and instead he got belly-to-belly suplexed into a three count by the former Greco-Roman Olympian Giangelo Hancock, a.k.a. Tavion Heights, will now take on Miles Bourne for the NXT North America title. Heights not happy that Bourne made the save.
But yeah, these guys were getting in the ring, and he's angry that Miles makes the save.
Yeah, but they've been...
But then, hold on, Tom. Then he goes, "I didn't need your help. I could have done this by myself." But you already know that. I was like, well, if he already knows that, what are you mad about then? This is just weird. Everyone has to hate each other on this show. You ever notice that? Everybody has to hate each other. Even Ren Sinclair made fun of it later. She goes, "Oh, here we go, the two partners that can't get along."
Like, Ren Sinclair is so wacky.
She is my spirit animal, Ren Sinclair.
Just like, yeah, big fan.
By the way, virtually no graphics on this show yet again, except one segment once again identified every last single person.
Who was this guy with the belly boys backstage?
I literally...
It was a bald guy.
I wrote that one guy. That's what I do in the report now. I just write.
Who is that?
He had a belt. One guy.
Who the hell is that? Is the speed champion?
Oh, yes. No.
Who is this?
Okay, you missed the show. It's the Evolve champion. I'm pretty sure.
No.
What?
That was
what
Aaron
Rourke.
What segment
are you talking
about? He was there later.
What segment?
But the Belly Boys had some, like, bald guy with them.
When?
It was the Birthright and the Belly Boys.
Let me see. I wrote that down because I think...
I don't know who the heck it is. Anyways, Thea Hale,
Noam Dar, and that one guy.
No, that's a later. That's okay. A segment later.
Just
Thea Hale took on Izzy Dame in a speed tournament match. Thea repeatedly went for the Kimura. She got overpowered by Izzy. I think she went for a triangle choke, but it wasn't happening. She missed the spring senton off the ropes that wanted the belt. Izzy hit a bicycle knee and got the win. She will now face the winner of Ariana Grace and Lena.
Brother, you're wrong. The backstage segment was the judges from the Mr. NXT contest and the birthright. So that was Aaron Rourke. It was him and the comedian.
Maybe that was the comedian.
And no, he's not bald.
Were the Belly Boys in it?
Yeah, I think so. The one with the birthright?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Full disclosure, I was doing something.
No, full disclosure is there are no graphics on this show. So like,
that's right.
You miss a couple of weeks and you don't know going on.
Absolutely.
It's not your fault.
Right.
Normal people miss a show here and there. Normal people have a booking. Normal people do whatever. Normal people miss the Mr. NXT, and then all of a sudden back there, oh, who's this guy? Aaron Rourke. That's what I said. The Evolve champion. Quit yelling at me, spit take. That's 2 days in a row.
Well, he was in the later segment, too, so that was equally as confusing to me. Right?
Oh, I got to talk about this Naraku segment.
He was in the later segment. Go for it.
Okay, so this is like Naraku, like they're doing a contract signing, and it's outside in the dark in front of a pagoda.
It's at a temple.
Yeah.
A pagoda? What do you mean? It's at a freaking temple.
Not the piercing pagoda, a real pagoda. So anyway, look up a pagoda, and you'll see that I'm right.
I know what a pagoda is, you freak.
Then why are you telling me that's not
that'd
what this
like,
is?
That'd be like they sat at a table to have the conversation.
I said in front of a pagoda.
They're at a freaking temple.
You're an idiot. Anyway, they sit down, and Tony D...
They're near an awning.
Tony D goes, I see through this mysterious nice guy thing. I did my research, he said. I know that you held the biggest title in Japan. You had 14 other reigns, and you didn't do it by yourself. So he doesn't mention the House of Torture, but he teases it. And Naraku says, don't judge me on the past. Look at the warrior I am today. And Tony goes, you're an evil man. You left Japan for this title. And Naraku goes, well, you're right about that. And he goes, you're all about protecting this title, but you didn't do any of that in Japan. Now you're all alone, he says. You came here by yourself. Naraku goes, that's right. So Tony says, you think you can get under the bash by yourself? You're wrong. This title is staying with me. And so he demands the contract. And so, you know, he opens up. He goes, you didn't sign yet. Naraku goes, I'll have this signed and back to you next week. And so
he said in due time.
In due time. So Tony signs it. And then he leaves. And then Naraku smiles and he says, evil is coming. And I swear to God, like, am I right? Like, I think it's because this show is so horrible that, like, I am begging for this guy to start a house of torture. Like, Hiromu's got to come in and help screw these guys.
Not only that, but this Naraku has phenomenal
English.
Are
you kidding me?
Are you serious? All right, I'll carry the rest of the show for this segment.
At the same exact time that this happened yesterday. It's going to happen for another 30 minutes now. And then it's not going to do it for the rest of the day. God, this better be that. If this is Mitchell, if this is that Mitchell guy from Granny's old folks home, if I get my hands on this guy, Tom, it's going to be like that footage you just sent me during the break. Anyway, Evil needs to start a house of torture and just ruin every one of his matches in NXT. I'm all for it. By the way, our guest just texted. They're ready to go. So keep moving.
Keanu Carver will take on Eli Knight next week. The low-key legend alternate costume of Natty.
Dude, this match was awesome.
It ruled.
It was awesome.
They just did mostly submissions. They fought on the outside a little bit. They did, like, every rolling submission that you could possibly think of. Jada hit a few hypnotics. Eventually, Natty threw her into the steps and then kicked her in the knee, which she had been working over repeatedly. And then hit the discus lariat anvil style, locked on the sharpshooter, which I'm pretty sure doesn't actually affect your knee, but hey, Jada Parker tapped out.
It does when you're Natty.
This match was great, like you said.
Natty and is then, so underutilized. This match was great.
Well, Jada Parker was right there with
it. Yeah, Jada did a great job too.
Right?
But we've seen Jada all the time.
Yes, but not in that type of match.
Yeah.
When do you ever see her exchanging holds with somebody?
Dude, they need to do a feud.
Brian, you gotta tell me what happened here. the divine feline, my muse, Nikita Lyons, has now joined up with Natty and some other female.
I missed that part. Did that happen?
They were out. Nikita Lyons and some other blonde walked out of the entranceway and stood there with Natty. Huh. And they, like, I just figured you were going to be able to tell me.
I missed that part.
Huh.
I was probably ranting about how nobody got graphics in the next segment and forgot to write it down. Although they did. Mason Rook, Lizzie Rain, and Mr. England all got graphics.
However, Aaron Rourke didn't?
Well, no. And then I think they set up a tag match, but...
No.
Or an Evolve match.
No, yes.
Yes.
Mr. England is challenging Aaron Rourke for the Evolve title after Aaron Rourke made fun of the size of his penis.
Okay, so the other girl was apparently Carmen Petrovich.
What?
Natty, Carmen Petrovich.
And Nikita Lyons.
It's a shooter group.
It is.
Wow.
Carmen Petrovich can go. You know, it's a damn shame that Bloodsport's gone, because how awesome would have the divine feline Nikita Lyons
against you
been in Bloodsport? Well, I'd take the L. I mean,
Ariana Grace and Layla Diggs.
Choice.
This is short and still bad.
Layla went for the moonsault. She actually hit the moonsault onto the birthright on the floor. Grace played possum, rolled her up, and got the pin. Romeo, Noam Dar, DVD, and Sean Legacy are all tag team guys now.
Layla Diggs' character could not be a bigger moron. They made her look so stupid.
She was with Natty weeks ago.
And then Wilder. This guy is also an idiot. These guys should be together. Tate Wilder and Layla Diggs should be a unit.
Look at this. My finger doesn't bend straight either, Tate.
Okay, get out of here. Back in a moment with our guest, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And yes, our special guest, Nixie XS, is joining us here today. Nixie, how are you
doing? Hey, Divas. I'm good. I'm doing good.
Tony is
looking hot, being fun.
Yeah.
Classic Nixie stuff.
I wasn't sure you were on today. I was sweating.
I'm a very busy girl.
Yeah.
I've been designing gear all day.
I swear to God, you came on the show, my smoke alarm's going off. Did you hear that?
I'm the hottest.
God help me.
The smoke alarms cannot handle me.
Well, listen, we got a lot to get into here today and not a lot of time. You are a newly signed produce athlete. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I am a official produce athlete, a representative of the brand. So I hope I don't say anything that gets me in trouble.
Well, Orange Crush comes on this show all the time and he says plenty to get himself in trouble. So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay, I'll say stuff to get him in trouble specifically.
Okay. So what if...
Is that fair?
Yeah, we got the first show coming up, right?
Yes, June 29th at Pioneer Works in Brooklyn. That is a Monday, which it's been a long time since I've had a Monday show.
He's debuting on a Monday. Why a Monday? I guess I should
take
ask,
it
him
out,
that.
Have to ask him. Take it out Monday Night Raw, baby.
I guess so. Jeez. Head to head with Raw.
This will be a far better show than Monday Night Raw.
So what have you got for the first show? And I do know that you've got a real big match coming up in July.
Yes, I am partnering with Jordan Blade and Janai Kai. We are a group, The Limit. We're pushing the limit. All right, we're breaking boundaries. We're doing new fun things against Dark Sheik, Gabby Forza, and Emerson Jane.
So that's the debut show. And
yeah.
then July 26th, what's happening in Montreal?
Big singles match for me. I'm on the poster for Montreal. The poster is just me and Jonathan Gresham, the two most important people on the show.
Sure.
I will be wrestling Fua Chan, who is my first Japanese talent that I've wrestled. I'm very excited. I think she needs knocked down a few pegs. I think I'm the perfect woman to do it.
Are you like Tekla? Are you planning to kill stardom? Is this the beginning of a quest?
Oh, that's absolutely the goal. Yeah, the quest is to conquer and take over.
Why does everyone hate stardom so much? Well, Tom and I liked it.
Brian, as a wrestler,
I'm the biggest star. I'm the biggest star. I don't think they should.
Yeah, don't talk over her,
call themselves star. I'm the biggest star.
Brian, as a wrestler, it's always great to face somebody new from a different style. You know, Nixie taking on someone from stardom. I remember. I have great memories of the first time I wrestled a midget, and that was at Black Label Pro against you.
Oh, get out of here, Nixie. We're looking for opponents, by the way. Do you got a partner?
She just said she had two of them.
I made one available to face you and I.
To face you two?
Yeah.
I'll wrestle you two. Can I do it?
Maybe.
Well,
not
yeah,
yet.
You need a partner. You're
I'll
not beating us on your
yeah,
own.
I'll grab Janai.
Okay.
Whoa. Hey.
Actually, we have to clear your opponent or your partner.
Yeah, Brian has no striking skills whatsoever.
Oh, get out of
speak
here.
Of so. That's like,
hey, you know what?
A ringer.
Some of you don't know this, but Nixie and I almost ended up in the ring together for the Immortal Cluster. But things went awry. Yeah, things went awry. But maybe
it
next
will
year.
Happen.
How was Ed's show?
How was Ed's show?
Yeah.
Fun, goofy, silly. Lots of great girls on that show. I stole the show, as I steal every show. I got to hit Shaz McKenzie with a champagne bottle. Fun stuff. Very fun stuff.
How would you compare Ed in San Antonio as a promoter to Orange Crush?
Complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
is that so?
Opposite ends of the promoter spectrum, yeah.
Huh. What does that mean? How would you describe Ed as a promoter? And you can bury him here. He's an enemy of the show.
Bad at time management. I think there were like 12 matches and we had 2 hours and they were all given 10 minutes. So do the math on that one. Love you, Ed.
Yeah.
But,
well, in theory, that makes sense.
Is that right?
It works out perfectly. Yeah, in theory.
Now, you know, as a produce athlete, all of these wrestlers, there's all these video packages that get made about them. There's a workout video that you did. Tell us about filming this workout video, because that thing was awesome.
Oh, it was the most fun. I had a studio in Manhattan all to myself, and I just got to look hot and work out and boss people around and tell them to film me.
Whose idea was to do it like a Mid-South 1986 video? Whose idea was that?
Oh, I think that was kind of all of us. I pitched doing some like 80s style promos because it's very my vibe. And then Adam got in touch with Slump DVD, who does VHS filming. And then it all just kind of came together. It all got pieced together.
So this was actually, this was legitimately shot on VHS and not just shot and then a filter was applied?
No, actual VHS camera, and then it was converted to digital.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're dealing with artists, Ryan.
I guess so,
I think perhaps...
Nixie,
if I can make a recommendation for a sequel, maybe you could do it like the old the ESPN style, where they'd have like the bodybuilding shows for an hour, and you're just hanging outside in the park, lifting weights. You know, change the scenery up a little bit.
Maybe have
me there greased up.
Oh, you're going to get involved now?
Huh. Yeah, I mean, we need somebody that looks like they lift weights. You can't do it.
How dare you? You know, the other thing I was going to say, besides the workout video, was everyone's putting out their mixtapes, as they're called. And you had to have, a list of, like, your favorite matches, if I recall. And quite the eclectic list of matches here.
Well, I originally, my full list was, like, 20 matches. And it was, like, only 5. And I really had to pare it down. Which was hard. That was very hard for me. I tried to pick 5 matches that represented like 5 different, like 5 different things in wrestling that I really love. I wanted it to be kind of varied.
And what did you narrow it down to?
I don't know. I don't even remember. Let me look. You tell me.
Well, what did you give us? I mean, you don't have to do the 5 that were actually used, but like, give us an example of some of these different matches that you picked.
I know this one ended up on it. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Bad Blood, 1997, the first Hell in a Cell match. That's my favorite match ever. Like, bar none, favorite match ever. I told Adam it had to be on the list.
Isn't that the same noise?
I sent Adam,
that...
like, 9 matches and had him cut it to 5.
You started talking about Shawn Michaels, Hell in a Cell, and my fire alarm's going off again.
That's the noise it made Kane came out.
It's got to be Kane.
It actually hasn't stopped going off yet, so that's kind of concerning now. Okay, keep going. We're just going to power on through.
Okay.
Yeah, Thous burns down, such is life.
If Brian dies, Brian dies.
It's not
me. What else is on my list?
You go through this list with Tom. Now stop.
Okay.
God, go ahead. It's a very professional radio show.
You can still leave if you want, Brian.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, Shawn Michaels. Let's talk about Shawn Michaels and Undertaker Hell in a Cell. That is not, I don't think, the greatest match of all time, but if I had to make a list, I would actually put that on there also as one of my favorite matches of all time. I think that match is like, if you're looking at it, is it as good as like an Okada Omega? You'd probably say no, but if you look at it like This is like a perfect match. And you have to look at it.
There's interference at the end.
There is, but that's... the interference is something that was built up for months. The big chair shot at the end is something that was built up for months. The match is like, it's the culmination of months of storytelling, but it also leads to months more of storytelling and the work in that match. I mean, Shawn Michaels in that match was absolutely incredible. And, you know, when I was young watching that match, like, I couldn't believe when he showed up on Raw, like, he might have shown up, like, the next day or something like that, and I was like, this guy should be in the hospital, like, covered in blood, and he fell. But if you really watch the match, he doesn't take that bad of a beating at all. He's just so great that the blood and, like, the bump off the cage that everybody remembers, he falls from, like, halfway up onto this table. I mean, it's a perfect match, I think.
So, did you want my opinion on the match, or did you just want to talk about it?
Well, he certainly just wants to talk about it.
I do want to talk about it for hours.
I would like to hear your opinion on that match.
Yes, tell us about it.
Bret Hart and Stone Cold from Survivor Series, but...
I'm sure
What was the question?
I want to hear your opinion. He's talking about another match. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I think that match is like I love melodrama, and I think that is like peak melodrama in wrestling without like crossing the line. Like, I think that's as peak melodrama as you can get in wrestling before everything falls apart, which can be fun, but I just think like the structure of that match is so smart. It's so brilliant. Like, every Hell in a Cell match afterwards is a derivative of it. And I love a lot of Hell in a Cell matches. I think it's a fun stipulation. But they pretty much perfected the art form of having that type of match in the first go. I like the interference. I like the shenanigans. I like bumping the cameraman in the cage. I think it's also clever. I like Triple H's big baggy shirt he was wearing for some reason.
Oh! No F-bombs on the radio.
I shouldn't have said that.
That's all right. Go ahead. It's not the first time.
I'm very passionate about fashion, Brian. You have to understand.
Yeah, big baggy shirts, yeah.
God.
Thank God you can't see
what Brian's wearing right now.
Yeah, you should see this shirt. Oh, man. I wore it for her today. But anyway, go ahead.
I lost my train of thought. I got really sidetracked on the shirt.
You dropped an F-bomb about Triple H's big baggy shirt.
Listen, it was worth it. It was worth it. I think about that baggy shirt all the time. What a fashion decision to make. your best friend, your teammate, and your like new stable is about to go die, and you said, I'm wearing the biggest shirt in my closet.
Didn't he have a silly hat, too?
Not yet. He started doing the silly hats like early 98.
Okay.
The Shane Douglas style hat.
Tom, you'd be astonished at what she remembers about 1990s wrestling. What was the match you were going to ask about, Tom?
I wasn't asking at all. I was saying that a superior match is Bret Hart versus Steve Austin from the Survivor Series.
I mean, that one is awesome.
That is a great match.
Clean finish. Fantastic wrestling, start to bell. I mean...
But it's not as good as Hell in a Cell with Shawn Michaels.
But is there fire?
Really?
Is there undead... fire monster. No.
Yes. Does Kane appear? You know what's funny?
Is anyone wearing a big shirt?
You know what's funny is Tom's favorite wrestler here is Kane. You would think that he would love Hell in a Cell even more because it was Kane's debut. But no. Hey, listen, we got to head to a
break.
Brian, stand by.
It's been
Tom,
a decade.
Shut up, Tom. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, what a whirlwind of a 15 minutes. We barely started. Nixie set off my fire alarm. Good Lord. We need to do another one of these someday.
You only asked like two questions.
I did. And then I talked about one of them myself the whole time. But
yeah, I didn't even get to yap about it.
We'll do this again. Don't worry. But in the meantime, for people that want to hear and listen and see and view more of you, where can they go, Nixie?
You can check out my social medias, Twitter and Instagram have everything. They have all the links in the bios to all the things, all my upcoming shows. And all those are at @NIXI_PW, like Nixie Pro Wrestling. If you call me Nikki, don't even talk to me. NIXI_PW. I've got all my upcoming dates there. Fun stuff, fun photo shoots and promos and workout tapes.
Is
all that on there.
Is calling you Nikki worse than the other one? You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, yeah.
That's an important one. Don't call her Nikki, everybody. It's Nixie.
Listen,
Nixie. Yes.
Tony Schiavone did it.
Ooh.
Even after being told that it's Nixie.
Oh, man.
By multiple people.
Was it in that Marina match? I guess that was Ring of Honor, right?
No, on Collision.
Oh. Didn't want to bring the Marina one up.
Again, 2 weeks later on Collision.
Man, you need to talk to this guy.
I've got beef with him. That's my next goal, is fighting him.
Fighting Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, his retirement match.
Maybe you should partner with him against me and Tom, and then we'll do it for you. You need a partner.
I've got to partner with someone that respects my identity, Brian.
All right. That's a good point. Hey, listen, that's some music. We're out of time. Nixie, thanks so much for doing the show today. Thanks, Tom, for whatever you did today. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.